Hi, Paul Sackett's Good News Planet speaking, Stephanie Oswald. Hey, Stephanie, how are you?
Hey, Paul. Travel is usually always good news, right?
Well, you specifically are good news, and travel, yes, is good news. Healthy and happy travels with travel girl Stephanie Oswald, Steph, plus insider tips to a stress-free, that's as good, sanity savings travel, plus local travel tips. Wow, we're going to learn a lot here today, aren't we?
Well, there's a lot to talk about because it's been a cold, wet winter, and you know they say March comes in like a lamb and goes out like a, comes in like a lion. Let me get that right. March comes in like a lion and goes out like a lamb. That's because it starts out cold and yucky, and then we say goodbye to that, and by the end of the month, it's beautiful. So many great destinations. But if you're ready for a tropical beach vacation right now, I've got some ideas for you. Also some beaches closer to home. And again, looking for that spirituality. You can find that anywhere on the planet. You just have to vacation right.
You know, I'm just going to tease our audience just because you have so much knowledge. I've always said that. You're one of the wisest travel editors I've ever spoken with in all these years. So today, some of the things we can talk about are digital detox, spiritual travel, millennial family travel, got to get enough sleep, indulge a little, learn how to eat healthy while traveling, fresh air is the best thing, pack a first aid kit. I got to read through all your stuff. Take your vitamins, protect your skin. Stephanie, you think of everything. What do? You just sit there and think of everything?
Well, you know, I'm a very lucky person because I get to talk about travel. And for me, Paul, travel is the greatest life hack that there is because we all run into stress and problems in our daily lives and we have challenging jobs. But just going on a mental break, even if it's a walk down the street, I mean, really it is about that mentality. But when you're able to spend the time and money for a vacation, then that's when you can really give yourself a complete revamp. And, you know, the Caribbean Tourism Organization named 2018 the year of wellness and rejuvenation. So that's right off the bat. I'm very attracted to that idea. And knowing that that region was hit so hard by those hurricanes last year, I love investing my money in a place that is going through recovery because we certainly experienced that here in New Orleans. So if you're looking for a destination like that and you want to get some great deals, there are so many places in the Caribbean that did not get hit by the hurricanes or that are already recovered. So go there. If you're looking for a real splurge, I was lucky enough to experience this new adults-only all-inclusive Serenity at Coconut Bay in St. Lucia. It's amazing. They have a deal happening now, 65% off their rates. Now, the rates are high. They start off at about $1,000 per person per night. But with this deal, Grand Romance, you get 65% off of that rate. So, and this is all-inclusive, and it really is high, high, high-end heaven on earth. So that's an option. But lots of other options out there in the Caribbean because there are so many islands. From the Bahamas to Guadeloupe to Turks and Caicos to Martinique. Just so many places out there. They all have their own personality. So great time for a tropical vacation.
You know, so let's talk about the Caribbean. It's one of our closest locations, especially on the East Coast, right, for us to go to. So quite simply, in a few hours, we're on a beach, right, in the Caribbean.
There's Coconut so many great Bay deals out there for airlines, too, because they do want to get people traveling.
So Coconut Bay is St. Lucia. That's a close one, right?
I'm sorry?
St. Lucia is a close island.
It's pretty close. I mean, I will say, no, that's a little bit, I mean, it's going to take you at least 3.5 hours. But even that, I mean, that's still a quick flight, lots of direct flights out there. But, Paul, if you do want to go closer to home, you know, one of my favorites, Myrtle Beach, is also getting a lot of attention this year. For someone who doesn't want to, if you don't want to hit the planes and you want to just take a road trip, hopefully you've got the chance to get to try Myrtle Beach because it is a place that, just like the Caribbean, lots of different communities there that make up the Grand Strand, 14 different communities, and that's a big one for millennial families because it's such a great beach. It has 60 miles of coastline, and it's a lot less crowded than some of the other East Coast beaches or the Florida beaches. So for little kids, if you want your child to be putting their feet in the sand for the very first time, Myrtle Beach is a great spot to do it. And also, Coastal Living magazine just named Myrtle Beach one of the top 10 beach towns with the highest quality of life. And, you know, I'm all about high quality of life. I know you are too. And I think that's why it's so important when we're looking for these destinations, finding places that have values that are going to make your vacation even better just by knowing that that destination puts a high value on family and making sure that you can go walk on the boardwalk for some excitement or watch the sunrise and have your own personal spiritual moment before the beach gets crowded with people.
I have no doubt about it. You know, we're involved with the 5-Star Diamond Awards, so we're always looking for the best, and I know your Myrtle Beach has really been dear to your heart, and actually everywhere you go, you have some of the greatest places. Any other places we should know about?
Well, New Orleans, my hometown here, if you haven't been lately, this is a great year to come because it's our 300th birthday. It is the tricentennial celebrations. Tall Ships Week is happening April 19th through the 22nd. Good time to come down here. There's going to be historic schooners and beautiful historic ships, military ships too, on the Mississippi. Lots of history, lots of partying going on here in New Orleans this year. So that website is 2018NOLA.com. The Myrtle Beach is visitmyrtlebeach.com. Serenity at coconutbay.com for the Caribbean. And, of course, Travel Girl Inc. .com. If you want to check out Travel Girl magazine, download our free digital issue, and look for our spring print edition coming out soon.
Well, Stephanie has a ton of things to talk about. I mentioned it earlier on here, and she's just so wise about travel. So, Stephanie, what's some good news for you today?
Good news for me is compassion. Compassion, whether you are traveling or in your everyday life, and making sure that when you get out there, just having tolerance for people from every walk of life when you are traveling or, like I said, in your everyday living. So that's really important, real key there.
Beautiful. Last question. What's peace mean to you? You're a traveler. What does peace mean when you travel?
Peace when I travel is, I don't want to be repetitive, but tolerance, just being tolerant and remembering that everyone's fighting some kind of a battle that you don't know about. So peace for me is just living in the present, being tolerant, and being kind. Let's just go with that. Kindness. Pay it forward.
Stephanie Aswell, thank you very much. I love talking with you and look forward to a great year with you.
Take care, Paul. We'll talk again soon.
Okay, Stephanie. Bye-bye.